In about 10 seconds, all the graduates will be coming in. Give them a big hand. The piper, two pipers will be leading them in. Here they come from the Zamboni Trot. Johnstone. And also for Dr. Brian Sand and his quintet. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs, bienvenue. My name is David Harp, I'm University Marshal, and I get for 3 minutes to do pretty much what I want. So I'm going to take off my frisbee, make one quick announcement to thank the class of 2012 for leaving a legacy at McGill. This is Class Action 2012 OMG, which means Our McGill Greenhouse. You've raised $16,000, and the McGill Alumni Association is giving a lucky graduate a $1,500 travel voucher to leave McGill in style. So that is if you live on the West Coast. If you live on the West Island, it may be many trips, I'm not sure. So stop by the table at the alumni reception to enter the draw. First thing I'd like to mention to you, and you should realize this it's really is of historic importance, because none of us are ever going to get that close to center ice here in Montreal. After all, this is where the Zamboni enters. I'd like all of you to take your cards out, rip them now, put them between two fingers, and don't let go until you come up onto the stage and come across. Now, there'll be several PhDs coming ahead of you, so you can judge how to do all of this. If they mess up, it's going to be a problem, but they won't. There's a box that you'll see on the floor. That's where you're to stand and then walk across, and that will be explained very shortly. The program will start just in a moment or two. The University Piper is getting his pipes put together, and the platform party will enter down these rows and then join upon the stage. The last people in this venue will be the principal, chair of the board, and the chancellor. We hope you have a great afternoon. There's a large crowd, but I think we'll be done before 4 o'clock. So let the pipes play, and let's begin with the platform party. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît. Please rise for the platform party. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, your families and friends, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour à tous. Au nom de l'Université McGill, je voudrais vous souhaiter la bienvenue de notre cérémonie de collation des grades des diplômés de la Faculté des Arts. As the 18th Chancellor in the 190th year history of McGill, it is a tradition to open these proceedings with a very brief address. Now, some of my predecessors have referred to this introduction as a word of advice. I prefer a less lofty description and refer to this simply as something to think about. Before arriving at today's convocation, all of you have given considerable thought as to your future vocation. Some among you have yet to firm up your career aspirations and may be planning to continue studying, undertake volunteer community service, temporary work, or travel. Whatever it is you choose to do, there's an important parallel activity that you should consider. It is one that I believe could enhance your career, or for those of you who are still undecided about your future, help you make the right decision. I raise this idea with you based upon my own vocational trajectory. It has to do with seeking a mentor who could inspire and hopefully guide you. Note that when I use the term mentor, I do not mean internationally recognized figures such as Nobel Prize-winning scientists, world-class architects, great musicians, or inspirational political figures. Rather, I'm referring to those individuals whom we come across in our everyday lives and who have the capacity to help us see ourselves and our environment from a different perspective than our own habitual one. Sometimes we come across such individuals accidentally. Other times we choose to seek them out. Just by way of examples, this individual could be a former high school teacher, university professor, sports coach, a friend of the family, or a parent of a very close friend. In my own case, having a mentor has had a major impact on my quality of life. Now, instinctively, you may believe that approaching someone to become your mentor might be considered as an assault on their privacy. My experience, and those of others who have been fortunate to have mentors, is just the opposite. The right people are flattered, even honored to be asked. J'ai fait des études de commerce et j'ai obtenu mon baccalauréat en commerce à McGill, puis ma maîtrise en administration des affaires à Harvard. J'ai travaillé 35 ans pour une grande entreprise très diversifiée, comme mes intérêts portaient essentiellement sur le commerce de détail et l'immobilier. Sans aucun rapport avec la médecine, il va sans dire que les scientifiques et la recherche médicale m'étaient aussi étrangères que les astronautes et les voyages dans l'espace. Pourtant, très tôt dans ma carrière, alors que j'étais encore dans la trentaine, j'ai fait la connaissance de plusieurs chercheurs en médecine. L'une d'entre eux est ensuite devenue mon mentor. Cette collaboration et cette amitié m'ont amené à faire du bénévolat dans le domaine médical et, en particulier, à agir en faveur de la recherche médicale. My business life came to an abrupt halt much sooner than I'd either hoped for or anticipated. However, by then I'd become so well acquainted and involved in health research, health care delivery, and health information technology, almost as a serious hobby, that I was able to move easily into what became, and still is, the most rewarding and interesting part of my life. As I said earlier, something to think about. I would now like to welcome Professor Heather Monroe Bloom, Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, to address the audience. Madam Principal.
Chancellor, Vice Chair, Chancellor Emerita, Senators and Governors, Ambassador and Mrs. Jacobson, our distinguished honoree, Mr. Andre Demaret, our Special Teaching Award winner, Mr. Kenneth McKenzie, esteemed colleagues, proud family and friends, and most of all, graduating class of 2012, bonjour et bienvenue. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great privilege to welcome you all to this center for our spring convocation ceremonies. Graduating class, today is a momentous day in your lives, a day that we hope will be one of celebration for you that you will look back on and remember always. We know that as McGill students, you have worked very hard, without question. But as tough as it may be from time to time to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the closest family and friends of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask you to join with me, please, in expressing our appreciation to your family and friends who got you to this day. Graduating students, after all the hard work and sacrifices you have made to arrive at your graduation, it is natural to regard today as a conclusion, a goal reached, and a time for farewells. But today also marks the start of a new chapter in your lives. While here at McGill, you will have made lasting friendships, sought knowledge and learned from the best and brightest students and professors. You have experienced an environment where the exchange of ideas, and often, most importantly, provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms, but where we also welcome the responsibilities that accompany these great freedoms. The world, too, has changed since your first days here. It is an increasingly globally oriented and complex place. Votre passage à l'Université McGill et à Montréal vous a ouvert aux deux communautés culturelles et linguistiques des peuples fondateurs du Canada. Il vous a aussi permis de toucher à la richesse et à la complexité des enjeux qui caractérisent le monde qui s'ouvre aujourd'hui devant vous. Many of you will be thinking about where life will take you next and the choices you will make. You arrived here today as students of McGill, and you will leave it as alumni of your alma mater, the newest members of a McGill family of more than 220,000 living alumni worldwide, a family that includes our chancellor, our chair, our vice chair, and in a few moments, our distinguished honorary degree recipient, Mr. Andre Demaret. Today, graduating students, you are participating in a tradition that predates the Canadian Confederation. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833. And you, graduating class of 2012, are the direct beneficiaries of a pioneering leap of faith by our founder, James McGill, a Scottish-born fur trader and merchant who spoke both English and French, and who believed, above all else, in the power of education to transform the world. And James McGill was but only the first McGillian to envision a better world. For nearly two centuries now, the university has made its impact felt in virtually every field of human endeavor, from management to music, law to engineering, nutrition and agriculture, the physical and medical sciences, the professions, the arts, and the social sciences. So as we celebrate you, class of 2012, we also celebrate the Faculty of Arts. The Faculty of Arts, established in 1843 as one of our founding faculties, is at the heart of McGill's mission as a leading public university. Today, arts is our largest and most diverse faculty, with a student body that ranks with the very best in the world and a roster of graduates known for their global contributions. Superbly led by Dean Christopher Manfredi, who has just finished the first year of his second term, along with a distinguished team of professors and staff, the Faculty of Arts continues to build on its legacy of world-class liberal arts teaching, research, and scholarship in the social sciences and in the humanities. Indeed, 2011 World University Rankings show no fewer than seven disciplines in our Faculty of Arts that have ranked among the top 20 in the world. In addition to its excellence, the Faculty of Arts has led the way in philanthropy this year. Arts supporters have demonstrated their commitment to enhancing student experience and learning by funding special hands-on opportunities for our students. One example is McGill's first-rate arts internship program, which provides students with practical experience working with cultural institutions, not-for-profit organizations, government agencies, and private sector enterprise here and around the world. Let me also here take a moment to acknowledge the outstanding contributions of a professor from arts, Professor Jane Everett. Jane, could you please stand? Professor Everett has served so ably and elegantly. She has served so ably and elegantly as our Dean of Students over the last 5 years, and her term is now coming to an end in that role. Professor Everett will be returning to her home department at McGill, La Langue et Littérature Française, as chair of the department in fall 2013. This university-wide loss is certainly the great gain of her department. Thank you again. And today, as we reflect on McGill's past, we also commit ourselves to its future. As we aim for knowledge and practical solutions to the challenges facing society, we are reminded that the purpose of education is, as American social writer Eric Hoffer wrote, to produce not learned, but learning people, for it is the learners who inherit the future. Graduates, as we join today in celebrating you and your achievements, I also leave you with a few challenges. I wouldn't be principal if I didn't. First, take up the mantle of leadership. Along with our good fortune of living and studying in a peaceful democracy and prosperous civil society, comes a special responsibility to act for what you believe in on behalf of yourself and the society in which you live. When you act, show a commitment and a concern for others as well as yourself. Over a lifetime of research, Pulitzer Prize-winning Harvard entomologist Edward Wilson discovered that goodness is an adaptive trait. Groups that work together and support each other outcompete and outlive their selfish counterparts. Trust your intuition. The late, great Steve Jobs, who knew a thing or two about intuition, put it best in his convocation speech in 2005 when he said, "Much of what I stumbled into by following my curiosity and intuition turned out to be priceless later on. That approach never failed me." And finally, foster and value your integrity. Whatever life may bring your way, whatever bad luck or disappointments may befall you from time to time, as they do each of us, your personal integrity can never be taken from you. Graduating class of 2012, when you leave our convocation ceremony later today, know that as graduates and ambassadors of McGill, you carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well, make us and your families proud, and stay in touch. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. Above all else, may your education, your alma mater, and your relationships with each other continue to nourish you. This is your special day. Savor every moment. It'll go quickly. Félicitations.
Merci, Madame la Principale. I now ask Dean Christopher Manfredi to introduce the winner of the Noel Fieldhouse Award. Dean Manfredi.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it is with great pleasure that the Faculty of Arts Committee on Teaching presents the H. Noel Fieldhouse Award to Kenneth McKenzie, faculty lecturer in the Department of Economics, who has been teaching at McGill since 1982. The committee was impressed by the range of letters from colleagues, students, and former students, testifying to his ability to make the teaching of introductory, mandatory courses seem easy. As the current and former departmental chairs remark, Ken McKenzie teaches high enrollment required courses in difficult subjects, statistics and econometrics, that are far from universally loved by students. And yet he receives virtually unanimous praise from students year after year after year. His unfailing kindness, consideration, diligence, humor, and skill on the bagpipes are legendary to generations of McGill economics students. Indeed, in addition to giving him exceptionally high evaluations, his students, past and present, comment on his ability to engage and inspire, on his passion for the material, and on his success. And I quote, "in transforming a mundane classroom situation into a joyful learning experience." One former student, in recalling Ken McKenzie's showing of a documentary about the solution to Fermat's last theorem, writes, "there was a quote from this documentary that has always stayed with me and reminds me of my conversations with Professor McKenzie. Perhaps I can best describe my experience of doing mathematics in terms of a journey through a dark, unexplored mansion. You enter the first room of the mansion, and it's completely dark. You stumble around, bumping into the furniture, but gradually you learn where each piece of furniture is. Finally, after 6 months or so, you find the light switch. You turn it on, and suddenly it's all illuminated. You can see exactly where you were." Professor McKenzie's patience, enthusiasm, and guidance helped me find the light switch on my own many times. During my years at McGill, he became more than a mentor. He was a father figure at a time when I was pushing my intellectual capacities to their limits. I can think of no teacher who has inspired me more. So thank you, Ken McKenzie, for your dedication to teaching. Many congratulations on this award.
It now gives me great pleasure to invite Principal Monroe Bloom to return to the podium and present Mr. André Demeret, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Monsieur André Demeret, we are privileged today to honor a remarkable person, Monsieur André Demeret, vibrant in Quebec, a leader in Canada, and a visionary citizen of the world. He began to become so long before many of his contemporaries even realized there was such a thing as being a global citizen. Né à Ottawa, M. André Demeret a étudié au Collège Lakefield en Ontario, puis à Montréal, avant d'obtenir un baccalauréat en commerce de l'Université Concordia en 1978. Frais émoulu de l'Université, il amorce sa carrière chez Corporation Campo, une société immobilière, avant d'occuper le poste de conseiller en investissement institutionnel auprès de Richardson Greenshield Securities. Sa carrière prend alors lentement son essor, trop lentement à son goût. A fascination with the bigger world around him, and especially with the world of public policy and the political process, led Monsieur Demeret into service as press secretary and special assistant to the then Minister of Justice of Canada, the Right Honorable Jean Chrétien. In this capacity, he provided the minister with his unique, energetic, optimistic perspective. In fact, the young Demeret was so energetic and optimistic that he added a romantic theme to this period, and in 1981, he married the daughter of the Right Honorable Justice Minister, the remarkable France Chrétien. In 1983, Monsieur Demeret joined Power Corps of Canada Company, a company founded by his father, Paul Demeret Sr., and André then proceeded to apply his restless energy, creativity, and determination towards transforming Power Corporation, along with his brother, Paul Jr., transforming it from a Canadian industrial financial firm into a worldwide financial services and resources giant. In particular, André Desmarais was one of the first people in the global business community to accurately anticipate the spectacular rise of China's place on the planet, and he spearheaded his family's firm, and indeed many sectors across Canada, into foundational activity on mainland China back as early as the very early 1990s. À l'instar des autres membres de sa famille modeste et réservée, M. Desmarais apporte discrètement sa contribution à nos collectivités locales et nationales. Together with his wife, France, he has quietly led in supporting a great spectrum of important public policy, volunteer, and philanthropic undertakings. These causes range from education, health care, and culture to others, including the Canadian Red Cross, the Canadian Centre for Architecture, the Montreal General Hospital, the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts, the Montreal Heart Institute. The list goes on and on. Widely respected for his global outlook and diplomacy, principled generosity, and superb creative and strategic thinking, André Desmarais' exceptional contributions as a Canadian leader have earned him rightly numerous honors and awards, including being named Honorary Chairman of the Canada-China Business Council, Officer of the Order of Canada, Officier de l'Ordre National du Québec, and he has received honorary degrees from Université de Montréal and Concordia University. André Desmarais has a unique capacity to bring people and resources together to create a chemistry of elements within which good ideas turn into great realities. His energy and enthusiasm and determination are simply infectious. But I want to talk for a moment about André Desmarais' service to McGill. As I noted, he is not a graduate of McGill, but he recognized the importance of high-quality and accessible university education to the social and economic strengths of Quebec and Canada as a whole. And what's more, he is committed to the ideal that in this era of vast global mobility and competition, a community can only be lifted higher by the excellence of its institutions. André Desmarais has stepped up to support McGill in its continuing mission to deliver outstanding education that ranks with the best in the world, while also being accessible. From personal experience, he knows the importance of setting one's sights high. To his many, many achievements, I'd like to add just a few comments about him as a man. He is a dedicated son, husband, father, and friend. A person not only with infectious energy, but also with great humor. And so today, in the presence of his remarkable wife, France Chrétien Desmarais, and all of us assembled, it is with our own shared sense of restless energy, unbridled enthusiasm, and determined optimism, combined with great pleasure, that we call upon our Chancellor to confer upon this great friend and distinguished Canadian, Mr. André Desmarais, the university's highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to invite our newest graduate, Dr. André Desmarais, to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Desmarais.
Well, first of all, thank you very much, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. All I can say is luck helps. And remember that, because in your life, without luck, you're not going to get very far, and that's a big part of life. So, Your Excellency, Ambassador Jacobson, distinguished members of this great university, guests, and more importantly, fellow graduates, chers diplômés, félicitations, congratulations. Je suis profondément touché de l'honneur qui m'est conféré aujourd'hui. I am deeply touched by the honor that is bestowed upon me. But I would be at fault if I failed to pay tribute to all the professors researchers, and administrators of your university whom have shown their dedication in guiding you to today's achievement. A special thanks to your outstanding principal, Mrs. Heather Thurman-Roe Blum, for maintaining McGill as a world-class university. I would also like to address your parents directly. Dear parents, on behalf of your children, I congratulate you. You have provided unstinting support to help your children achieve their dream. I know very well that many of you have deprived yourselves to see your sons or daughters acquire knowledge and a university experience so that they can make use of all their talents and their expertise in their years ahead. Fellow graduates, today your university is presenting you with more than a mere diploma. It is a passport to tomorrow. The ideal way to ensure confidence in the future is to prepare yourself for it in the best way possible, given all the imponderables that will inevitably loom before you. Only your ability to be prepared to meet them face to face will nurture your confidence in the future. McGill has conveyed to you knowledge that you did not possess when you arrived here only a few years ago. Strengthened by these new resources, which are added to your young life experience, you will be entering a very different environment, for most of you the labor force, to start a career. I am pleased to think that, after enriching your knowledge, you will be able to integrate it with your values. And the values to which I refer to here are not the ones found listed on a financial balance sheet. For my part, I am attached to the great humanistic values such as compassion, benevolence, tolerance, generosity, a passion for sharing, and the more noble ones of love and friendship. Your values are not necessarily very different from mine, but they are defined and expressed according to more modern codes reflecting your age. Your values will surely evolve throughout your life and will be tested by your deeds, your actions, and your convictions. Just as you must count on food to invigorate your body and on knowledge to fuel your mind, you'll have to draw on your values to nourish your heart and soul. This is the tripod for a balanced life. Let us be clear, I do not wish to undervalue the knowledge that you have acquired, which has developed so rapidly in the world in the last few decades. We now know how to transport scientific instruments to the moon. We can communicate milliseconds from one side of the planet to the other. We can battle thousands of illnesses with new drugs. But never forget that knowledge becomes more important when it is accompanied by the proper humanistic values. Becoming aware of the inherent interactions between our values and our knowledge means basically making social and personal choices that are right for you and for the community at large. To illustrate, nuclear knowledge can assist in healing diseases, but it can also be used to develop deadly weapons of war. The difference between the former and the latter is the humanistic values that are either ignored or privileged. In fact, knowledge in itself is like other things in life, such as money, time, power, etc. All depends on what you do with these instruments, which values you attach to their use. Knowledge, power, time, money, and even your diploma are inherently good or bad. It is the use that you make of them that will determine the outcome. Your generation, as others before you, will be confronted with crucial debates of the use of knowledge. Where will the upheavals in genetics or questions of euthanasia, sustainable development, and a fight against climate change, or preservation of the environment lead us to? I am convinced that the course of your university education, with your professors, your fellow students, you have had to reflect and debate on these issues. Your reflection is far from over. It has only just begun. And this is to tell you that without a disciplined practice of values, knowledge can become the expression and the promotion of biases and prejudices. For my part, I have the profound conviction that real human progress, the progress that really improves the well-being of humanity, derives from the active alliance between knowledge and the practice of humanistic values. You are eager to begin your life projects. You have the energy, You have the ideas, the impetuousness of youth, so get started. Reach for your star. Whatever the sector, social, environmental, cultural, educational, business, or international relations, you will discover that the ability to learn to take control of your life without having to depend strictly on the state and to accept your social responsibilities will bring you great satisfaction. I will take the example of social entrepreneurship, or community involvement, if you wish, which often leads to happy results. It encourages philanthropy, makes volunteerism prosper, and creates favorable conditions for the development of NGOs. Together, we have discovered new possibilities in participating in social progress. It has become possible for citizens to satisfy their desire for social involvement through a happy marriage between individual interests and collective needs. For example, when corporations support hospitals or medical research, they invest in the entrepreneurs of the healthcare sector. When they support universities, they invest in the entrepreneurs who bolster our youth and its education. So it is for theater companies, for symphonies, for orchestras, centres, or community organizations, for the preservation of our environment, for the assistance of the sick and the poor, etc. All these sectors and many others invite our philanthropic efforts and our individual and community involvement. Power Corporation, like many other companies in this country, believes and supports these objectives. You too will have countless opportunities to rely on your knowledge and on the practice of the values to improve the welfare of the world around you. McGill has a reputation for welcoming many foreign students. Such a diverse student body is a valuable asset, forms a crucible of cultures and traditions that enriches our university, fostering understanding and the acceptance of diversity. You are wide open to knowledge, and you have pursued your studies here in Montreal in an open, tolerant city where the leading Western cultures coexist. You have been exposed to different currents of thought, both through your studies and through the contacts with your friends. And all of these circumstances and many others have endowed you with an incomparable advantage as you move to the next stage in your life. This is what I wanted to share with you today. And as a great Chinese wise man once told me, surpass your parents. That is the only way humanity will progress. So I invite you all to do everything you can to offer those who will follow you something greater than yourself. To strive for less would be to condemn humanity to regress. I wish you every success. I wish you great happiness. And may you fulfill your dreams. And with a little bit of luck, you will for sure. Alors, je vous souhaite tous les succès et beaucoup de bonheur. Puissiez-vous réaliser vos rêves. Je vous remercie. Thank you. And namaste, especially for Len. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Demarest. You know, if you follow Dr. Demarest's words, he was very clear how important it is for everyone, and the larger the institution, in this case Power Corporation and the Demarests, the more important it is that they participate. But there are different levels of participation. It's participation by donating money, which they do in large, large numbers. But what distinguishes André Demarest and his immediate family is that not only do they participate financially, but they participate with their heart and soul. They take active roles in all of the major institutions in this city, cultural, healthcare, educational, and it's just a glorious thing to see how this has come about and the impact that it's had on the quality of life of millions of people. So I salute Dr. Demarest for receiving this award, but I salute also the incredible acts that they performed. Thank you, Dr. Demarest. We will now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees, and I call upon the Provost Anthony Massey to commence the formal proceedings.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased, and it is a privilege, to now invite the students graduating from programs of study in the Faculty of Arts to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Vice Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard hat. At center stage, they will then be symbolically capped. This signals ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned a degree will keep their mortarboard on, and they will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. All students and most parents will be happy to know that capping and tapping are usually done lightly. The parchment or degree itself is given to each student by a dean or delegate as he or she leaves the stage. As is our custom and tradition, we begin with graduate students, then followed by undergraduates. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on McGill University's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied their requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Emeritus Bruce Shore to introduce the graduates. Professor Lisa Travis, Associate Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute the diplomas to all graduate students, followed by Professor Christopher Manfredi, Dean of the Faculty of Arts, who will distribute the diplomas to undergraduate students. Class of 2012, congratulations, félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Danielle Dueck. Mark Matner. Emmanuel Richet, the Joseph and Sandra Rotman Prize for Student Excellence in Public Policy Innovation, the Joseph and Sandra Rotman Prize for Student Excellence in Public Policy Innovation. Melanie Lynn Thomas. For the degree of Master of Arts, Raghib Abdo. Anna Margaret Avarstotir. Aaron Keith Cardoso. Thomas Courvoisier Daou. Jan Hausfeld. Xenia Kordonsky. Lina Maria Picon Giraldo. Miriam Plour. Monica Rodriguez. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Economics, Noor Hayati Ahmad. Emad Ahmed. Zoya Alim. Tanya Amina Ali. Saida Carolina Alvarenga. Stephen Taylor Andarakis. Juan Diego Astudillo, with distinction. Walter Dylan Baker. Louis-Marc Battier. Connor Adam Bays, Dean's Honor List. Aram Robert Bingham, Honors Economics with Distinction. Mark Thomas Bissiger, with distinction. Patrick Benoit Bourdon. Jan H. Brand, Joint Honors Economics Finance. Andres Felipe Campo. Emily Alexandra Carter with distinction. Carlos Felipe Ignacio Castellanos Stevens. Yuan Cheng. Claire Meredith Devereux, Dean's Honor List. Bastien M. Danish Faruqi, with distinction. Oscar Gallo. Jean-Philippe Patrick Garand, First Class Honors in Economics. Benoit Louis Daniel Gauthier. Arjun Gogia. Paul Albert Haddad. Hannah Florence Herman, the Doug Purvis Foundation Prize in Economic Policy, First Class Honors, and Dean's Honor List. Alice Poppy Jennings. Nadine Nabil Katan. Ariana Esma Keeman. Hani Kfouri. Mumin Nabi Khan. Dayun Kim. Simon Mikhail Kohuch. Well done. Alexander Sergeyevich Kotov, Honors Economics. Joachim Kritz Lara, Dean's Honor List. Josh Cruz. Victoire Kurzentowski. Niranand Kumar.
Daniel Nicolas.
Daniel Nicolas. Daniel Nicolas Laflamme. Eugene Lau.
Lemaitre.
Lou Lemaitre, Dean's Honor List.
Madoc.
Rahil Madoc, with distinction. Jilei Mao, the Alan Oliver Fellowship, First Class Honors in Economics, and Dean's Honor List. Christopher Masaki. Maha Mateen. David Edward Meredith Distinction First Class Honors and the Hubert Mariot Prize. Elizabeth Lauren Miller. Mohammed Ali Hassan Morshed. Wei Vern Ng. Justine Marina Nkenko with distinction. Corey Alexander Padveen. Stephanie Lauren Perlis. Diego Cavallini Pessoa. Ivy Nyok Pham. Catalin Alexandru Popescu. Reed Teresi Robinson. Alan Schweber. Kunal Kumar Shah, honors. Emma Mary Sheehan. Asad Mustafa Siddiqui. Hussein Sidi. Raymond Michael Slattery. Catherine Elisa Blair Smith. Navkej Singh Sohi. Holly Stanfield, distinction. Michael Stepner, the Allen Oliver Gold Medal, First Class Honors in Economics, the Governor General Silver Medal, and Dean's Honor List. Rami Amir Taba. Tomone Tanaka with distinction. Yuen Yi Tang. Vadim Taskev. Federica Torres Sakai. Alejandro Velas Saldana. Julia Vince with distinction. Michael Morris Wiesel. Andrew David Wright. Keen Olivier Yarish Ferland. Vadim Solomon Yershov. Jamin Yu with distinction. Adil Yusuf. Jahan Zaib with distinction. Adriana Zapata. David Zuluaga Cano, distinction and first class honors. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Industrial Relations, Gabrielle Louise Bean. Duncan Ross Burns Shillington with distinction. Anna DeRigi. Stephanie Ray Susan Devine. Christy Darlene Deirdre Fasson. Ryan Frank Favretto. Emilie Forte Perrault.
Gotch. Gotcha.
John A.O. Gotch. Susanna Ioanna Manolake.
Sarah
Michelle Marshall. Faten Ibrahim Matar. Jessica Jane Metzler. Tara Ainsley Peretz. Samantha Franca Rudolph with distinction. Jessica Ann Smith. Amanda Zevnik. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in International Development Studies, Afia Lucia Doris Agyeman Dua. Matthew David Ainsley.
Zara.
Zara Ansari.
Jade and Zara.
Tiffany Jade Barnes Huggins.
Core.
Riaz Kaur Bassi. Carlene Joyce Bates. Amanda Marie Beerworth Gervais. Michael Evan Beecher.
Belmar.
Jennifer Belmar.
Burke or Beth.
Jamie Lauren Burke. Helen Bowman. Marion Sarah Bress. Angelica Maria Buggy, Honors in International Development Studies. Anna Catherine Bunce with Distinction, First Class Honors, International Development Studies. Robin Emma Burns, Distinction, First Class Honors in International Development Studies. Amadea Kamozi with Distinction and First Class Honors. Olivia Charlebois. Isabel Sophie Chender. Jonathan Coulomb, First Class Honors. Carly Court. Portia Crow.
I'm getting there.
With distinction.
Sometimes my thumb goes over the word distinction. My apologies to Portia.
Olivia Rose Damiani, with distinction. Sarah DeRose, distinction and first class honors. Courtney Alexia Dengurbaki, distinction and first class honors. Medina Fatoumata Diallo. Jocelyn Louise Docherty, Honors in International Development Studies and the Janet L. Morton Prize. Matthew Lapan Dorfman. Jessica Karen Doroshenko. Emily Ann Essie. Julia Flood. Elizabeth Gagné. Julie Gao. Julie Margaret Garrod. David Jeanette Landry, Distinction First Class Honors. Louise Angela Henry. Genevieve Aminata Hill. Mathilde Yali Bocage. Lisa Sandra Imbriglio with distinction. Anna Jeffrey, distinction and first class honors. Kevin Marchin Kachmara, Honors International Development Studies. Toshif Kata, Honors International Development Studies. Yusra Khan. Tiffany Kwan. Marie Leaf, Joint Honors International Development Studies and Political Science. Minjun Lee, First Class Honors, International Development Studies. Camille Georgia Lyon. Malia Danine Ma. Audrienne Marcoux. Noreen Kamal Merchant, First Class Honors, International Development Studies. Zachariah Middleman. Rochelle Laura Malaro. Salma Nizar Mulji, Distinction and First Class Honors. Caroline Rose Morrow, Honors International Development Studies. Carolina Nanowski. Julia Rose Nethersole. Emily Ann O'Connor. Emanuela Orsini. Roxana Parsa with distinction. Chloe Potvin, distinction and first class honors. Vienna Marie Poser. Anastasia Quintanilla. Resi Reyes. Maya Ranganath. Lillian Raphael, Distinction and First Class Honors. Emma Emma Marguerite Ronsley First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Brianna Michelle Rowe. Noor Sagir. Emily Claire Savage. Kelly Susan Sharp. Yusuf Shazley. Madeline Claire Sheriff. Joanna Kyla Schnall, Distinction and First Class Honors. Benjamin James Shook. Vanessa Simic. Theodora Grace Skolnick. Melanie Ann Smithman, Distinction and First Class Honors. Stephanie Nicole Surujon, with distinction. Alexandra Tomchak. Amanda Tsatsoulis. Sergei Tsinkevich. Sarah Jean Turner. Salima Velani.
Is it Lina?
Lina Vasanji. Emmanuel Vo. Madeline Jesse Wall. Jason Wong, Distinction. Aminata Bintu Woody. Kevin Yoon. Kaylee Lynn Youngman. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, Elise Shira Abramowitz, with distinction. Nadia Shoshana Abramson, with distinction. Juan Fariha Ahmad Fahmy. Marissa On. Majid Al-Khaldi, Honors Political Science. Miles Tyler Scott Anovich. Carolina Laura Appland, Honors Political Science. Adele Archer, Honors and Distinction. Daniela Erapatian. Mariam Saba Aziz, with honors. Sabrina Natasha Bach. Dylan Alexander Bass, with distinction. Marion Bauer. Mehdi Florent Belayashi, Honors Political Science. Fatma Ben Sayed. Genevieve Benoit.
Maëlys Berthelot. Brittany Kathleen Botting. Vincent Bourgeois. Leonidas Doyle Bromell. Joyce Bukaru. Zachary Ira Barashko. Gabriela Castro. Andy Catalano. Augustin Chabrol. Ariel Annie Chakowitz with distinction. Marissa Danielle Chan Kent. Eliana Charlebois Gomez. Matthew Miller Chesser. Natasha Christidis. Yunjung Chung. Emily Yi Claire. Lindsay Marie Clark. Marissa Corona, Joint Honors, Political Science and Sociology. Misha Dauphine Matheson. Guillaume de Roquefoy, First Class Joint Honors in International Development Studies, First Class Joint Honors in Political Science, Dean's Honor List. Stacy Lee D'Souza. Hannah Deegan with distinction. Muriel Delisle. Emeline Denis. Audrey Christine Deram. Mélanie Barbara de Virieux, Honors Political Science. Adam Daniel DiFluccio. Camille Delaram Drucker. Darcy Michael Drury.
Durand or Durand?
Alexander Durand. Aliyah El Didi. Linda El Halabi, Dean's Honor List. Daniel Joel Evan. Laurence Emmanuel Faraji. Carly Jada Fogel. Rose Knott Frank. Amanda Elizabeth Fraser. Anya Gaboon. Lucie Gagnard. James Andrew Gilman, First Class Joint Honors in Middle East Studies and Political Science, Dean's Honor List. Genevieve Gobet. Kimberly Rebecca Goldberg. Eden Alexis Goldberg. J.
Julius Max Goldman.
Nicole Marie? Or in French.
Nicole Marie Goodman. Sophie Clementine Goss, Honors Political Science. Sheila Miriam Goff, Honors Political Science. Yanina Grabs, the Alan Oliver Gold Medal, the Dean's Convocation Prize, First Class Honors in Political Science, and Dean's Honor List. Marina Guba. Mayadis Julia Gunnarsson. Daisy Hahn. John Eric Hansen, Honors Political Science. Samuel Harper. Alexandra Hastings. Matthias Lyle Emil Halke, Honors Political Science. Matthew Graham Hibbard.
Okay, thank you.
Fatima Karim Hirji. Courtney Bertram Howlett Ben. Laure Anna Hubert. Elizabeth Carey Hudler, Honors. John Tai Yin Hui. Jordy Allen Ironside. Okay. Alexia Zola Jablonski, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Lindsay Jakowitz. Jeremy Daniel Jacobson. Yulha Jen. Jordan Thomas Jenkins, Dean's Honor List. Rachel Lee Jennings. Farhan Karim. Maggie Ann Keating. John Robert Kelsey. Maya Lajadik Kelty, Honors Political Science. Paulina Fomenko. Jungmin Kim. Christos Kanyaris. Aaron Kurtz. Erica Kayan Lai. Francis Laperriere Racine. Jonathan Lapointe Raisin. Marie-Élise Lavallée. Benjamin K. Lehrer, Honors and Distinction in the Morris Goldenberg Memorial Scholarship.
Andrea.
Diane Andrea Cecilia Ligi. Natalie Janet Lister. John Anthony Lo Ferrezzi, Joint Honors Political Science and Philosophy. David Loach, Honors Political Science. Celeste Marie Lordet. Natalie Alana Lumtai, First Class Joint Honors, History and Political Science, and Dean's Honor List. Brooke Danielle MacDonald, Honors Political Science. Catherine Melezes. Anna Riaz Malik. Kyra Aran Mandel, Joint Honors Political Science and History. Cirilo Marinkovic. Sarah Mathieu Comtois, Distinction and First Class Honors. Mauser. Eric William Mauser. Jonathan McDaniel, First Class Joint Honors, History and Political Science, and Dean's Honor List. Casey Jacqueline McDermott, Honors Political Science. Courtney Jenna McLarnon Silk.
Welcome.
Heather Aileen McTavish. Jais Mahaji with Distinction and First Class Honors. Leticia Agnes Mendy. Konstantinos Merakos. Alexandre Philippe Medarisian. Justin Maletti, Joint Honors, Political Science and International Development Studies. Zoe Chaitina Miller Vadam, Honors Political Science. Casey Oliver Minnis. Jessica Moreland. Ezra Melech Moses. Berenice Munod. Robert Mraz. Julie Mugwaneza. Garth Cowan Murray. Sama Nimir. Neil Francis Ross O'Farrell. Caitlin Patricia Ann O'Shaughnessy with distinction.
Yeah, we need one of those.
Shuan Oh. Stephanie Elizabeth Ovens.
Milena.
Milena Beatrice Paprock. Tara Parham. Bradley Gear Perrott, Distinction. Devin Nicole Perriman. Mireille Petitclerc with distinction. John Benedict Pleasance, Distinction, First Class Joint Honors, History and Political Science. Joshua Charles Plotkin. Lara Celeste Pocock. Megar Rana Purahimi with distinction. Farida Rafat. Vanessa Rayavarapu. Jacob Lewis Robbins Cantor honors political science with distinction. Valentin Patrick Robillard honors political science. Sarah Alia Rohman. Camille Rose. Christina Rossi. David Jason Rousseau. Joelle Roy, distinction and first class honors in history and political science. Caitlin Mary Scott. Lauren Shadley. Caitlin Jane Shannon with distinction. Julia Alexandra Sherman, the Allen R. Oliver Fellowship, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Chloe Madeleine Sylvestre. Jacqueline Rachel Smith. Megan Elizabeth Smith. Xenia June Stafford. Taylor Elizabeth Stocks. Dewey Vikram Sujan. Marcus Dimitri Simons. Okay. Maybelle Chime Zeto. Zito. Robert Tanus. Robin Taws. Louis-Philippe Tessier. Kartiga June Tavaraj with distinction, first class honors, and the Guy Drummond Fellowship in Political Science. Peter Valente. Daniel Jeremy Black Walker. Haley Laura Wasserman, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Nicole Morgan Wilkinson, Honors Political Science. Devin Page Willis, Joint Honors Political Science and Environment with Distinction. Natalie Anila Wilson. Benjamin Aaron Winnick, Dean's Honor List. Ran Zhao. Tamara Young. Pascal Zimmer with distinction, joint honors in International Development Studies and Political Science.
Alon?
Alon David Ziv. Adams Rosinski Sassenhagen. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, Zachary Lee Adderim. Carla Julieta Aguilera. Shataniya Arya Raja. Catherine Elizabeth Backman with distinction. Evan Thomas Baker. Stephanie Ann Ballard.
Christina Baliana. Vanessa Catherine Barfod. Serena Barroso. Marie Jacqueline Beal. Talia Rebecca Bensusan, Dean's Honor List. Elena Bernier, Distinction and First Class Honors in Psychology. Chantal Elaine Bilak. Darcy Sarah Caroline Blair with distinction. Stephanie Lydia Boisvert. Sophia Bocas with distinction. Roberto Enrico Bragaglia. Lara Jade Brown. Jennifer Brownstein. Talia Emily Budlovsky with distinction. Ashley Burko. Carmen Maria Calburian. Alexandra Carmen Caro. Roxanne Carrière. Shanjun Chak. Amanda Chalupa, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Claire-Marie Champigny. Jackie Li Yang Cheng. Agnes Colantuoni, Dean's Honor List. Diana Komisu. Marilena Cote-Lecadar, First Class Honors in Psychology and Dean's Honor List. Natalie Cuthill. Ilinka Luka Damian. Victoria Della Choppa. Vincent DeMarco. Hasina Dokrat, Dean's Honor List. Rebecca Marie Dooley.
Dowell. Amelia.
Amelia Dowell. Jillian Dubuisson. Sarah Mary Irene Falk. Tess Fisher, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Rachel Ann Floyd. Rachel Colleen Flynn. Victoria Elizabeth Flynn. Christine Forrest. Shanice Olivia Forrest. Tara Frem, Dean's Honor List. Trevor David Friesen. Amanda Gabriel. Rosalind Garland with distinction and first class honors. Miles Leo Golan, Distinction and First Class Honors.
Brianna Jesse Gibson. Kylie Goldman, with distinction. Flora Goliardi, distinction. Alexandra Gorostein. Julia Lorianne Graff, Dean's Honor List. Dominique Ald. Brenda Catherine Harvey, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Sebastian John Hato. Valerie Hurtelou. Bianca Amanda Hogan. Benjamin James Howden. Francis Hui. Yana Romanova Yanakieva, with distinction, First Class Honors. Elena Christiana Ilioi, with distinction and First Class Honors. Sarah Jessen.
Last name?
Laya Giulio. James Patrick Kelly.
Kachadurian or Kachadurian?
Matthew Kachadurian. Julia Kirschenbaum. Carly Marie Krause, with distinction. Ekta Kumar. Fazila Lakhani. Deborah Langleben, distinction and first class honors. Jessica Brenda Lankman. Genevieve Marie-André Laroche. Joanne Lauren Lee. Tanya Marie Lee. Okay. Elise Angeline Lefebvre. Lou Eugenie Legare Saint Laurent, with distinction and first class honors. Alex Letourneau, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List.
Okay.
Susanna Long. David Eric Levine. Lisa Little. Yiting Hui Ching Liu, Dean's Honor List. Stacy Ann Loisel. Enriqueta Lucar Figueroa. Oh, I'm going to try that one again. Figueroa. Figueroa, I am told. Figueroa, and my apologies. My Portuguese will get better. Amber Lillian Lynch. Michelle Louise McKinnon. And Michelle proceeds with distinction to the end of the stage. And so did Miss Lynch. You get distracted up here. Vanessa Maggio, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List.
Maione.
Stephanie Maione. Yulia Malicheva.
Lara?
Lara Manganelli, Dean's Honor List. Danielle Markovitz, Dean's Honor List. Kimberly Martins. Kaiva Mateos. Sabrina McCubbin. Susan Emmanuel Mano. Mary Morris. Kristen Kirkwood Murphy. Luisa Masals Pires with distinction.
Is that Naxa?
Peter Michael Naxa.
Neufeld?
Scott Daniel Neufeld, first class honors, Dean's Honor List. Linda Minchao Nguyen. Jennifer Mary Novak. Victoria Rose Oppenheim, Dean's Honor List. Danielle Broren Palmer, Dean's Honor List. Anna Pona. Amanda Lynn Petrin. Daniel Asher Pillersdorf. Rachel Cora D. Pinio. Alexandra Kalish Pryor, Honors Psychology. Nadja Pranich. Erica Cecilia Ranciaro Mores. Melissa Reed, Dean's Honor List. Anka Roman. Julia May Roncesvalles. Frédéric Roy Lavoie, with distinction. Roxandra Maria Russo.
Sanchak.
Gotcha.
Dugu Sanchak. Shuhimi Sarkar. Madison Amanda Sayers. Kate Evelyn Schauer. Eric Schreiber. Kevin Jacob Schwarzbach.
Is that Shapiro? Marcia?
Allison Marsha Shapiro. Ellie Oda Shiner. Alana Ruth Schilling. Peter Maxwell Slepian, with distinction.
Steiner.
Adrian Charles Rinchen Steiner. Sara Ziad Syed. Noor Elise Tabara. Kathleen Michelle Talon, first class honors and Dean's Honor List. Josephine Wun Ki Tan. Nicholas Timogen Tan, with distinction. Justine Marie Thacker. Candace Bridget Thompson. Andrea Lauren Tu. Julie Tan, Honors Psychology.
Van Gaal. Mm-hmm.
Monique Therese Van Gaal. Ekaterina Vailamov.
Prevez.
Laura Verona Prevez. Richard Ryan Wenger. Kristen Michelle Wheeler, the Pelche Prize and Dean's Honor List. Okay. Jordana Sarah Wynn, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Constance Sukteng Yuen, Distinction and First Class Honors. Hao Zhang.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now my pleasure to invite Ms. Haley Wasserman to deliver a few words as this year's valedictorian. Ms. Wasserman.
Mr. Chancellor, members of the platform party, fellow graduates and guests, amis, familles et tous ceux réunis ici aujourd'hui afin de partager ce moment important avec nous. How many art students does it take to change a light bulb? My math might be a bit skewed because, well, I'm in political science, but my guess is that it would take about 21 to trace the light bulb's history, 44 to assess the prisoner's dilemma incited by the change, 17 to contemplate the meaning of brightness, 32 to criticize the light bulb's environmental footprint, 62 to protest the bulb's 5-cent increase, 85 to make a Facebook group about it, and 2 art students to ask 1 engineering student to actually screw it in. All jokes aside, I am honored to stand before you this afternoon as the representative of the graduating class of 2012. And I must say, what a damn good-looking class this is. As valedictorian, I'm expected to capture 4 years' worth of memories, express the trials and tribulations of being an art student, emphasize the significance of a McGill degree and leave you with inspiring words to orient your paths ahead. I'm supposed to assure you that you can do anything you set your minds to and isolate this generation as the one that's going to change the world. I'm afraid I can't make any guarantees. So rather than digressing with cliche after cliche, I'm going to experiment a little bit and quote someone famous. In the words of Socrates, all I know is that I know nothing. Quite a profound statement from someone who starred in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Indeed, what an excellent adventure these past few years have been. So too have they been humbling. Having been accepted to the best university in Canada, we departed high school feeling confident in our intellect. Yet McGill overwhelmed us with its lofty standards, tremendous expectations, and sheer workload. Our initial experience at McGill blindsided us with the stunning realization that for the first time in our teenage years, we really didn't know everything. I recall the first week of first semester, attempting to complete a 10-page reading. It took me over an hour to do and produced 20 pages of notes. My first paper was likewise a disaster. Trying to employ citations for the first time, I used Wikipedia as one of my only primary sources. Completing first semester, let alone 4 years, seemed like an insurmountable task. But like all students who sit before me, we tried and tried. Spent sleepless nights in McLennan Library, nourishing ourselves on stale donuts and coffee. And while our essay writing has improved exponentially, so too is Tim Hortons stocks. Josh Billings compared perseverance to a postage stamp. Its usefulness consists of its ability to stick to one thing until it gets there. Although no one ever uses the mail anymore, except to send university transcripts, this message of perseverance rings true as we tirelessly strive towards our goals. Our university careers have been defined by this ability to persevere. Our determination to climb to the education building, despite how out of shape we might be, or our willingness to make it to an 8:30 a.m. Stuart Bio lecture and retain consciousness even when our coffee was made decaf. Our discipline to study for an April 30th exam, passing OAP as the stench of beer and barbecue follows us to the library. We've all been there. But most of all, our perseverance is no more evident than in our ability to always think critically and to keep learning, rather than simply surrendering ourselves over to complacency. The hundreds of caps I see before me are all a testament to the perseverance of this graduating class. As valedictorian, I'm supposed to offer a final farewell. I'm expected to use this opportunity to bid adieu to this incredible institution, to the degrees that we worked so long and hard for, to the best friendships we have forged, the vast memories we've accumulated, and to this hallmark chapter in our lives. But I've never been good at goodbyes, so instead, I welcome you. I welcome you all on yet another excellent adventure. It will be an adventure that knows no limits, need not an itinerary, and is bound to exceed even our wildest expectations. Its only requirement is an open mind and a willingness to learn from its experiences. Fellow graduates, it is an adventure that we will all partake in together. Ce qui nous semblait au départ n'être qu'une simple course à l'obtention du baccalauréat s'est avéré un labyrinthe complexe qui, en bout de ligne, nous aide à tous à façonner une multitude de nouveaux objectifs. Where will this McGill degree take me, you might be asking? Will I be a teacher, a lawyer, run a business? Will I change light bulbs or change lives? Although the paths we choose to follow may not be manicured and paved, as it is said, in life we don't trip on mountains. It's the small stones that cause us to stumble. And yet, by passing all the pebbles on our paths, we will find we have crossed a mountain, one sizably larger than Mount Royal. I am humbled by the world of knowledge and paths of opportunity this institution has afforded. Indeed, if there's one thing we've learned at McGill, it's that we can never and will never know enough. The more we learn, the less we know, the more we want to learn. As graduates, we can proudly say of McGill that we have been educated to become educated. And for each and every one of us, this earned degree is only the beginning. Congratulations and welcome to the class of 2012. May the paths ahead and adventures awaiting forever be a learning experience.
All I can say is, what a great valedictorian address. Congratulations. And now, would the graduating class please rise? Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibilities that are pertinent thereto. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. Félicitations, congratulations. I now invite the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction. Everyone, please rise.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Tout que nous venions et où que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous les serons guidés par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous craindrons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. And to conclude this convocation ceremony, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem.
Thank you. Thank you.